CGN Intelligence Briefing, IV0017, a mobile app. Idea summary. The idea is a mobile app that connects dog owners with nearby bookable dog sitters, enabling local discovery, vetting, and management of pet care arrangements directly from a smartphone. It targets pet owners and dog lovers who need trusted, convenient care for their dogs when away from home. Existing solutions. This problem is already comprehensively solved by multiple well-funded, scaled platforms. Rover, the number one pet sitting and dog walking app with over 200,000 pet sitters and dog walkers in the US and Canada. Wag, the number one on-demand dog walking, dog sitting, and dog boarding app for pet parents with a community of 250,000 plus pet caregivers nationwide and over 10 million pet care services completed across 4,600 plus cities. Wag also recently closed a $15 million Series C to invest in AI-powered pet sitting solutions. Pawshake connects pet parents with thousands of trusted sitters and dog walkers in over 15 countries. Petbacker, an on-demand platform active across Asia-Pacific and beyond, offering dog boarding, sitting, and walking. Care.com extends its caregiving services to pets, allowing pet owners to connect with pet sitters, dog walkers, and other pet service providers. Trusted House Sitters operates on a unique model where no money changes hands. Sitters provide care in exchange for a place to stay. Fetch Pet Care and Sitter City. Sitter City, traditionally focused on child care, launched a dedicated mobile app for pet sitting in February 2025. The space is crowded with entrenched, well-capitalized competitors. Differentiation potential. Despite saturation, real gaps do exist, but they are narrow. 1. Trust and community-first model. Neighborhood-based individual pet sitters continue to be preferred for their personalized attention over multi-city platforms. A hyper-local, community-verified model, think next door for dog sitters, could outflank Rover's corporate feel. 2. Underserved geographies. Unlike urban centers, rural areas may lack sufficient professional services, and this geographic disparity constrains market growth. A rural-first or small-town app has a real niche. 3. Specialized care. Specialized and premium care services, including senior pet care and medical sitting, are emerging as high-margin growth segments. An app targeting dogs with special needs, medical requirements, or anxiety could stand out. 4. Fee structure. Users actively complain that Rover takes not only a fee from everything the sitter makes through the app, but also a fee from the owners, double dipping. A lower fee or subscription model is a viable wedge. Without a sharp differentiator, there is no viable entry. Generic execution will fail. Market readiness. The market is highly ready, arguably already past peak opportunity for generic entrants. The global pet sitting market was estimated at $2,685.2 million in 2024 and is projected to reach $5,143.3 million by 2030, growing at a CAGR of 11.8% from 2025 to 2030. Factors such as rising pet humanization, rising pet expenditures, growing pet service options, and growing adoption of subscription-based pet services are the main drivers responsible for market growth. Behavioral tailwinds are strong. According to a 2024 survey by the American Pet Products Association, 67% of pet owners now prefer in-home care over traditional boarding, citing reduced stress for their animals and more personalized attention. Additionally, over 45% of pet owners use mobile apps or online platforms to schedule pet care, highlighting a shift toward tech-enabled pet sitting solutions. The headwind: incumbents have already captured this wave. Rover and Wag are embedding AI and deepening moats. As of late 2025, the pet sitting market is witnessing trends such as digitalization, sustainability, and the integration of artificial intelligence, features that new enter. End of briefing.